Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Allow me at the outset to congratulate you on your election as chair of the second committee of the preparatory committee for the 2020 review conference and assure you of my delegation's cooperation in the discharge of your responsibility. Ethiopia aligns itself with the statements delivered by the African group and the non-aligned movement, respectively. Mr. Chairman, the world today is still confronted with the danger of continued existence of nuclear weapons and of their use or threat of use which pose existential threat to humanity. These threats, coupled with the fact that existing multilateral negotiations are far from bringing countries to a consensus, have marked our task of pursuing a world of free of nuclear weapons all the more difficult. Failure of the 9th NPT review conference to reach consensus on a final document and the long years of delay to agree on a work plan that leads to substantive discussion on the conference of disarmament are testimonies to the fact and call for the need for strong political will and commitment toward the elimination of nuclear weapons. This is a time that we should be firm and are resolute to eliminate these weapons once and for all to ensure sustainable international peace and security. We believe that this preparatory meeting is another opportunity which the international community must seize to move the process forward. As a party to the treaty, Mr. Chairman, Ethiopia has always been committed to the NPT and has been actively participating on the sole multilateral negotiation forum on nuclear disarmament and unconditionally supporting the core principles of the NPT, including adopted related resolutions by the United Nations General Assembly on nuclear disarmament. Ethiopia has also translated its commitment to action by engaging in the inception, development and realization of the Pelindaba Treaty, which established the African nuclear weapons free zone under the auspices of the African Union. Ethiopia voted in favor, along with 122 countries, for the adoption of the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons last year. We will continue our engagement and support efforts that lead to a nuclear-free world. We also understand that the immense and uncontrollable destructive capability and indiscriminate nature of nuclear weapons cause unacceptable humanitarian consequences. We therefore reiterate our call, as we have always done, for nuclear weapons never to be used again to avoid devastating calamities. The only way to guarantee that nuclear weapons will never be used again is their total elimination. Mr. Chairman, Ethiopia believes that all non-nuclear weapon states should be provided with universal, unconditional, non-discriminatory and legally binding assurance by all nuclear weapon states against the use or threat of use of nuclear weapons under any circumstances. We support the establishment and maintenance of nuclear weapon free zones, including the Middle East nuclear weapon free zone. Ethiopia also firmly believes that developing countries should advance on the use of nuclear energy to support their socio-economic development and its safeguards administered by International Atomic Energy Agency. It's important to strengthen mechanisms to support developing countries in terms of human resource development and provision of feasible technologies to generate nuclear energy for peaceful purposes to enable them achieve their development objectives. In conclusion, Mr. Chairman, Ethiopia would like to seize this opportunity to call on all parties of the NPT to work toward achieving a productive outcome in the 2020 review conference on the basis of trust and mutual understanding to create a world free of nuclear weapons and other weapons of mass destruction. I thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I thank the distinguished representative of Ethiopia for his statement.